This podcast is from a program which originally aired in 2003.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Nora Jones, and she has captivated the music world with her delicate, tender voice and her soft, elegant phrasing as she accompanies herself on the piano. Nora, it's great that you're here on Piano Jazz.
Thanks for having me.
You know, everywhere I look, I either see your picture or hear you somewhere. Your record is way up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very weird for me.
Maybe weird for you. It's wonderful for the rest of us.
Well, I mean, I'm happy. It's good. It's just...
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Well, here you are. I'm dying to hear something. And now what we're going to do actually is I'm going to play piano.
Awesome.
And which is going to be a kick for me because I don't get to play for singers that often.
I don't get to get played for that often. So.
And you picked a great tune, September in the Rain. So I'll do a little intro, eight bars.
Great.
And away we go.
Okay.
Leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember that September. Sweet refrain. Though spring is here to me, it's still September. That September in the rain. You know, you sound like you've been doing that song forever. You've got such a wonderful feeling.
I've known that song for about 6-7 years. I've been doing it, I guess. It's not that long, but I feel like I know it.
Well, of course, you know, you're so young. I mean, 6 years.
That's a long time for me, I guess.
That's a long time for you, yeah.
But right. Yeah, I haven't done it actually in about a year.
But so. I don't know. I'm thinking to myself, what a sort of fairy tale thing that happened to you. You came right out with this hit record. It's just so... To me, it is sort of like a fairy tale.
Yeah, thing. It is. It's weird. I was excited to make a record, and I knew it would be my first record, and it wouldn't be perfect, and that hopefully some people would hear it, but, you know, wouldn't be a big deal, and then I could go on to the next record. And had I known so many people were going to hear it, I probably wouldn't have let it go, wouldn't have let it be released. It's just so weird to have your first thing out there, you know, for me anyway.
Well, and then... to get involved with so many dates. I mean, that must be a little hard.
Oh, the
all
touring.
That traveling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good, though. My whole band and my sound people, we're all really close friends. And
well, that's nice.
It's actually really nice, yeah. I think that has a lot to do with it. If you don't have a good touring family, I think it would be hard, but
and
I do.
You have guitar and bass?
Guitar, bass, and drums.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's just perfect, and you can do anything you want.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, you chose the tunes for the record.
Yeah. They're mostly original songs, not all by me, but I had a good friend named Jesse Harris who wrote about four or five songs for the record, and my bass player wrote four. And I wrote a few. I wrote like two
Hank,
and a quarter.
A Hank.
Yeah. Hank a Hank Williams song.
Yeah, that was nice.
Thanks.
Well, the whole thing was nice. And you're from Dallas.
I'm from Texas.
And did you start playing piano, or did you take lessons? Or, I mean, when you were a little kid, what did you?
Yeah.
Did somebody play records for you, or?
I took lessons since I was 7. You know, regular kid piano lessons. I took until I was about 11 and 12. My mom, I said, I want to quit because I didn't want to practice, you know.
Oh.
And she was really good. She said, well, you can quit, but only after you take for 5 years, because then if you ever want to go back to it, you can easier.
Well, that was sort of sensible.
I think that's a pretty smart thing.
Yeah.
So I quit after 5 years. And then I started, like, getting into jazz. I started listening to Bill Evans, and I started taking jazz piano lessons.
With somebody in Texas?
Yeah, a woman named Julie Bonk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's great.
And what sort of things did she show you? I've always wondered about taking jazz lessons.
Well, she showed me how to play blues. That was like the first thing, you know, blues form. Yeah, I didn't know any of that. So she showed me all that. And she had me writing, actually, some. She'd have me, like, write a song for the next week and stuff like that.
But talking about the blues, and you say teacher showed you the blues, you certainly know the blues now. In fact, we could do one, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could do. This song, I got it off a Nina Simone record. In the dark.
In the dark.
Yeah.
Let's do that. And you'll sing and play.
Sure.
And I'll be like a bass player.
Okay.
In the dark, it's just you and I. Not a sound, there's not one sigh, just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. Now in the dark, I get such a thrill when he presses his fingertips upon my lips, and he begs me to please keep still in the dark.
Boy, and you really sing the blues. I mean, I think some people sing blues, but they don't get much meaning or... I mean, it seems very natural to you.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel good. Sometimes I'm a little self-conscious when we do something like that in the band, you know.
Self-conscious? Why?
Well, just because I don't know if, you know... I mean, I feel the song, but sometimes I feel really young and naive about singing the blues, you know what I mean?
Well, now that's funny. I never heard that from anybody, but I see your point, but I don't think... That's something to think about. I mean, I think the blues are ageless if you can sing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just mean I've had a good life, so I don't want to be.
Oh, what was that song that was very popular?
Too Young to Go Steady.
Yeah, right.
<That's a laughs>
Too
good
Young
song.
To Sing the Blues.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty funny. Well, let's do another song. I'm dying to play some more and hear you sing. What have you got on the... on the roster.
We got Comes Love.
Comes Love, oh yeah.
Yeah, this is actually one of the only standards we play in my band, because we've been playing a lot of songs from the record and we've been writing songs, but we throw this one in sometimes. So.
Well, it's a great song, believe it or not. We never had this on piano jazz, so it'll be nice.
Cool.
Something different.
Rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can get another shoe. Comes love, and nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You will start sliding when your heart toothache, see your dentist right away. But comes love, and nothing can be done.
That's a really interesting version of Comes Love.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Well, I guess you meant it that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it. It's a little dark.
It is a little dark, but never mind. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
And different. And I liked it, but I was sort of tippy-toeing because I thought, well, this song does not require much from me at all. just listen, really nice. And how do you pick tunes like that from the standard repertoire? How do you go through books or just listening to records? And
well, it depends on it just happens different ways, I guess. It depends. That one, I used to do that song all the time when I did jazz gigs, you know, when I did all standards. And we were just we were thinking maybe we should do a standard in our set now when we're doing more original stuff.
Well, when did you do all jazz gigs? I mean, where, around
Dallas? I started in high school. I started doing it when I was 16. I started playing around Dallas, and then I went to North Texas University for 2 years.
I was going to ask you about if you'd ever been there, because Neil Slater, was he there?
Yeah. And Dan Hurley.
Did you ever take any lessons with him?
Yeah, I did. I took lessons with Dan a lot, actually. He's awesome. It was fun. I went for 2 years. I dropped out to move to New York, so I didn't finish, but it was really fun being there for 2 years. And I did jazz gigs in Dallas and Fort Worth through college. And then when I moved to New York, I did jazz gigs for about a year and a half before I started getting into this other thing, writing songs and doing songs that my friends had written.
Did you actually move to New York?
Yeah, I moved to New York. I was supposed to just come to New York for the summer, but I ended up staying. So,
well, it has a kind of a atmosphere you can't resist, I would think.
That's kind of how it was for me, yeah. I moved here knowing I would move here someday, just trying to get a taste before I went back to school, but I just stayed. My mom wasn't very happy, but
I imagine.
But it was okay, it worked out. And
well, and see all the great things that have happened. Well, I guess we'd better do the last song, which you picked out, and which I haven't heard in a long time, Beautiful Friendship.
Yeah.
And that could be us.
Just the beginning.
Just the beginning. So this is going to just swing a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you going to start it?
Should I? Yeah, I can start it.
Yes, why don't you?
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. I know, 'cause your eyes told me so. We were always like sister and brother until tonight when we looked at each other.